i podcast di radiobue.it.
Kings 1980, il nostro Back in the Days, mentre with Melanie we were speaking about this kind of enormous amount of different vocabularies you have,
yeah,
in Sri Lanka.
It's not an enormous amount, but
yeah,
then,
it is. We have 4 or 5 languages. You don't even know what you're speaking about because nobody will understand.
I know. No. It's just I know, but it's a little too many. Like, you know. But if you ask me to teach you how to speak in Sinhala,
okay,
I would be a bit worried as to how to really teach
so,
you.
But is
which
there,
version to yeah. teach you? To
is
speak.
There somebody studying Sinhala? I suppose.
So, only the people in Sri Lanka,
okay.
For sure.
So I want to try because I want to learn all
but
this kind
if
of.
If I'm going to teach you, I'm going to teach you the proper way, and only the old people will like you in
okay,
Sri Lanka.
Okay, I will like the old people because they are playing cards like here, drinking a little tea, black tea, and playing cards all day while the youngest are going to hell. That means the library and so on. So you have also
So there's this other little thing that happens in Sri Lankan universities, that is the senior students, like the second years, they organize like little discussions for the freshers or the first years. And at the beginning it's a bit rude, like, you know, for the fresh,
like with jokes
like bad jokes that would make you feel very uncomfortable,
you know.
Like, I've cried quite many times.
Yeah, but also in Italy we have them.
That's
it's not so hard in these days, but it's called here in Padova it's called goliardia.
I see. Okay. I think it's something like that.
Well.
So, yeah. So initially, they make you cry. We'll have to, you know, the... No, it's just... They would, for instance, ask you to speak in Chinese. So, you don't know. But you just have to say something, you know.
So,
and then you have to dance maybe for a song, or maybe you'll have to sing something.
But in public. You mean in public?
In public. For the whole university to see.
And everybody's good with that thing.
We have to get used to it.
Okay.
So, in this way, the thing is, like, you know, they bring us... They make all of us one, like together, you know.
Okay.
So we come from different backgrounds, and to me, I've been through it, but I see it as a very positive thing.
Okay.
Because we don't feel shy. At the end of the day, we all become very close friends.
Okay.
And
it makes sense in a way.
Yeah. And like the guys, they make the guys be like, you know, really cool and strong, and you know, take care of the girls.
And how about
like
nicknames?
Kind of
yeah. Have you also nicknames?
Oh yeah. We have a lot of nicknames. Like everybody in the university will not be called by their true name. So each and every person
has. Impossible.
You know what?
It's
there is a name registry. So the ones who did not get a name will have to go look up in the registry and get their names. And every batch will have a similar name. Like, say, for instance, there's one guy called Vakar.
See?
It's like a short name. He's the guy who's in charge of all the girls. So, which means any girl, if there's a problem, he has to call this guy. So, there's a Vaka in every batch. The third year has a Vaka, the second year has a Vaka. So, the freshers batch also has to have a Vaka.
So, the problem with your university is not about studying, but about...
No, this is apart from studying.
It's about speaking with everyone.
It's apart from studying. This is how it happens, apart from studying.
So, what will be an appropriate nickname for me, for example?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's just most of these names are funny and bad, you know.
Okay.
So, you're a nice person.
Okay, let's say that because we are on live right now, but we will think about it and find it out during the show.
Trovi i nostri podcast su iTunes U e ascoltaci ovunque. Radio 2.it. We play different and everywhere.